from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We got action.
Yeah.
We got some action today.
It's percolating.
It is. Brandon Ayuk didn't practice yesterday.
Well, that's
trouble
not
brewing.
Action.
Oh, that's trouble brewing.
That's been going on.
No,
action is when you get your ass on the practice field.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Not action.
Oh, boy.
We've been getting blue balls for 2 months on this whole situation. It's still the same. Was that action?
FYI, it was the biggest movement yesterday in 3 months.
Me paying my fantasy debt? Yeah!
No.
Put that on the Twitter. I put it on Twitter, baby.
Brandon Ayuk. They expected him to practice. They wanted him to practice. He didn't practice.
Why would they think he was going to practice? And why did you think he was going to practice?
Because he was cleared by the doctors.
Okay, but if you think that's what this is, I got some land in Union City for you.
Well, if you don't think this is the next step in this evolution of what's going on.
To where?
Probably not anywhere good.
Yeah. Well, I think we're already there, Stoney. Anything good? I'm with you.
49ers practice today at 10:40. So we'll see if Brandon Ayuk is practicing today. Look, they're the 49ers. I don't know for how long they've had this plan, but they've had the plan that after they cut down clearly, if they hadn't reached an agreement by Ayuk, that once they pared the team down to 53, they were going to expect him to practice. And yesterday, Kyle Shanahan said he's been cleared by the doctors. Lynch and Shanahan both said we expect him to be there, and he wasn't. So now we're into an area of possible fines, possible suspensions, and we'll see what Ayuk's next step is, whether he practices today, whether he doesn't, whether he signs a long-term contract or whether he plays for the 14.
Well, I'll tell you
but
what,
it's
the loser
moving.
In this is everybody, the collective, Donnie, everybody involved. Everybody involved is the loser right now as it stands. And the more I told you in the green room, the more this keeps going on and the more that I think about how much I appreciate and how good Brandon Ayuk is to this team, I don't care about any metrics about what they don't do, the 4.5 catches. He's big time. They're not going to beat the Jets if they don't have Brandon Ayuk. That's me, and hopefully I'm wrong and they have him. But good God, Steiner, you're right. So bad blood has entered into this equation.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
If it wasn't official before, I think it's official now. Here's John Lynch talked to the media yesterday. Kyle Shanahan talked to the media yesterday. And here's a...
Give it to me.
Here's a... Da, 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 da. This is a little long cut, but this is worth playing right now. This is Adam Schefter. And this was just from about, I don't even know, a half hour ago maybe. And Schefter was on Pat McAfee's show and was asked all about Brandon Ayuk. So let's start there.
Well, let me say this. With Brandon Ayuk, nothing ever seems to be what it appears to be, right? On Thursday, August 1st, I thought a trade to Cleveland was happening and was imminent. And then it didn't get done. And so the holdup with Cleveland all along hasn't been whether or not the Browns have cap space. The holdout, the holdup there has been Brandon Ayuk's willingness to accept a trade to Cleveland.
Big money.
The contract would have been done there if he wanted to go. The compensation would have been done there if he wanted to go. He's balked at going to Cleveland in the past. Now, could he change his mind today, in the next week? Anything's possible here, because I would venture to tell you that there's never, never been a case as unpredictable as the one that has gone on this summer between the 49ers and Brandon Ayuk. At various points dating back to before training camp, the 49ers thought they had a deal with Brandon Ayuk, and they didn't. They thought there was a trade with the Cleveland Browns, and then there wasn't. A trade with New England was coming together until it wasn't. A trade with Pittsburgh was going to happen until it didn't. He was re-signing with the 49ers after meeting with them until he didn't. He was going to be traded again until he wasn't. Now, he was going to practice yesterday until he didn't, until he ghosted him. So, with Brandon Ayuk, which continues to be a situation that has been a stalemate, with Trent Williams, which hasn't been a lot of progress so far, and with Hassan Reddick, which also a stalemate with not a lot of progress so far. But that's not for a lack of effort this week from teams and trying to make something happen, knowing that the regular season's opening 1 week from tonight.
So that was Adam Schefter on the Pat McAfee show, mm-hmm. and he said this negotiation's been maybe the most unpredictable negotiation we've had in a long, long time. According to Schefter, they were close a number of times, either to a trade or to signing an extension. It hasn't worked up until now, and the season is now about a week and a half away. And there's no Trent Williams, and there's no Brandon Ayuk, but clearly yesterday was an inflection point for all parties and even the fans, because Brandon Ayuk not practicing is now a problem. It wasn't a problem before yesterday, but now it looks like the 49ers are going to start meting out some punishment.
Yeah, well, you know what? You are right as far as the punishment, but I've found this thing to be a problem since OTAs, and that's why I'm saying it's going to follow them to the Monday night game against the Jets. And I got to be careful here, because again, I'm pro Ayuk, but God darn it, Steiny, if you really wanted to get out of here and get the bag, damn it, why would you turn down another locale? Cleveland called for you. They were going to pay for you. And I guess what I'm asking, Steiny, is if I could talk to Brandon, what the hell do you want? Obviously, to get a number the Niners don't want to give to you, but if you're standing on business, there you go, you would have got up out of here because you would have felt disrespected. So I don't know how he wins this. And if you're telling me now the punishment and the fines are coming, partner, after 10:40 today, if we find out, I don't know why we would expect him on the practice field if he wasn't there yesterday. I mean, that was like, that was almost like Brandon playing with the Niners again. Like, yeah, my back's bothering me a little bit. And he's cleared, and he's still not going to show up. So I don't know where this thing is going, but we'll see, man.
Well, I think yesterday was an obvious case of the San Francisco 49ers telling Brandon Ayuk, are you really going to give up money? Are you really going to start getting fined and maybe suspended? And if this thing lingers into the season, you're really going to not play for $14 million? I mean, you're going to miss a game check for $850,000. Are you really going to do that? It feels like the 49ers are saying, we dare you. We dare you. Mm. And we'll find out what happens. But, boy, Brandon Ayuk is
this is fascinating.
The story of the NFL.
And it started this offseason, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's a good thing either. And real quick here.
Well, it's not a good thing. I think we can all agree on that.
Just here, did we have the Lynch sound? We'll play the Lynch sound, right? Because, Steiny, yeah. I felt like he was a parent mad at his child. He has the authority to bring the hammer down and discipline the child, but he couldn't do anything.
Well,
his hands were tied.
Well, I think they're starting to discipline the child now, if you want to use that analogy.
Now, are those his words or the sternness in his voice yesterday, the despair? Why do you feel different now that they're about to start doing that because, in regard to, you know, going after his pockets?
Because this is step one for the team. The doctors have made it clear Ayuk is healthy. I think up until this point, the 49ers were okay with him not practicing. They cut the team down to 53. And now they're saying to Brandon Ayuk, practice. You're healthy, practice. And now it is up to Brandon Ayuk to practice or to not practice. And he didn't practice yesterday. So I'm assuming he got fined yesterday. That's what I'm assuming, because both Shanahan and Lynch were asked at that press conference, if he doesn't go to practice, will you fine him? And they said, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. And I took that as, yes, we will. Wow. And those fines get more and more as
they add up.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
And but what if Brandon's message is, fine me all you, I'm ready to lose money to get my point across, to show you guys have disrespected me.
Then he's not going to play.
Everybody loses in that scenario.
Yeah. I mean.
And why would he want to do that? Let's just say that was on his chessboard and not suit up. Or if you're going to go that route, rather than catch footballs in another helmet in uniform, which he could have did in Cleveland by all accounts, going off the Schefter sound. So if you love the game and you're you feel disrespected, get up out of here. That's the one thing I would tell Brandon. Well, why didn't you do it when you had the chance? And it looks like and sounds like he's had chances to do that.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. I agree.
It's like you telling your spouse, I'm leaving you, but I'm going to go to the garage. I'll be back in a few. You know what I mean? Come on. You got to get in the car and drive on. You can't. That's what this feels like. I'll be in the backyard.
888-957-9570. The news kind of broke yesterday after our show. Shanahan talked at 2. He was clearly annoyed. He was answering questions as short as ever. Lynch came. He sounds exhausted.
Gosh, yes, he
and
does.
Then we find out that Brandon Ayuk didn't practice. They have practice today. We'll see what happens, but look.
Do you expect him, the Steiny meter?
No.
I don't either.
No, I don't expect him. But what I want to know from 49er fans is what do they think happened yesterday, if anything? And I'd be surprised to learn that 49er fans wouldn't acknowledge that things took some kind of turn yesterday. Maybe they didn't get any closer to signing a contract extension, but now the dynamics of the situation have changed because the 49ers are clearly saying to Brandon Ayuk, you got to practice.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And Brandon Ayuk said yesterday, no, I'm not. So that's where we are. We're at an impasse, my friends.
Yeah, we got a text I want to read to you from the 415. Guys, how big of a deal do you think the McCaffrey contract amendment is in both of these situations, mainly Ayuk? We talk about it a lot. We talk about McCaffrey deserving that money. I sure would have given it to him, Stoney. But you have been, I don't know if you know this, Evan, too, you guys have been talking about not the ramifications, but what it looks like to others the way that McCaffrey was handled. But when I bring it up, it's like, oh, he's talented. But what about how it looks? Do you think that may have pissed Ayuk and Trent off, the way that that went so easy?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But I would be surprised if it didn't factor in some way. But I don't know. I'm still operating under the premise that Trent Williams is going to get in here at some point. Brandon Ayuk, the way I feel right now is, look, all bets are off. I have no idea what's going to happen. Nothing would shock me at this point. But I'm interested to know what 49er fans think.
Yeah.
At 888-957-9570. The train's officially off the track, Jack,
look
right?
Look at my man. That's a four. He signs today, I feel like all I care about right now, and if I'm a Niner fan, this is what I would care about. How are we going to put our best foot forward Monday night when the world's watching us against the Jets? And right now, if Brandon were to sign in an hour, Stoney, don't tell me him missing OTAs, Trent not being, wouldn't affect him or impact the offense. That's how I'm looking at it.
Yeah, here's the way I'm looking at it. The game against the Jets now is secondary to getting these guys in here. And what I mean by that is if you get these guys in here and they're rusty and you lose to the Jets, so what? Who cares?
Yeah, season's not over.
But if you don't get them in here and you got to play the Jets, then this thing continues to linger, obviously. Yeah. And I don't know where it goes from here. Where do you think it goes from here, 49er fans? I mean, where do you think this goes now? They're clearly putting the heat on Brandon Ayuk. Hey, by the way, we got some other news today. Steph Curry.
The chef.
Steph Curry has agreed to a one-year, $62.6 million extension.
My goodness.
For the 2026-2027 season.
How old will he be in that season, Stoney?
He'll be 59.
Look at you.
No, yeah. I have no idea. 37, 38?
Jesus! That's why the gyms are filled with little Johnny and Susan's getting basketball lessons. 1 year can net you 61.2 M's. Shout out to the chef, and I'm drinking mimosas right now. If I'm him.
Oh.
And Aisha. Like, good God! Oof. Just think. Oof, what? You got four rings, bud.
I have no rings.
Well, I'm saying Joe Lacob.
Yeah.
They'll write that gladly.
Oof.
Yeah, man, 60. Our world, it's incredible.
I mean, look, the Warriors had no choice.
Right.
That doesn't mean they had to like it.
He's not, please,
but they had no choice.
He's a steward, Stoney. He is the team.
And we'll 61. See if he's still the team in 2026, 2027.
But the ATM balance is going to still be
the
same.
I'm going to tell you right now. I thought it was going to happen. I saw no reason why it wouldn't happen. I think the Warriors have to do it. They had to do it. I mean, they couldn't not do it.
And they probably wanted to, as crazy as that sounds. He's earned it. That's why I brought up the four championships, the privately funded new arena. Come on, man. Steph has changed it all. And forget Denzel. I'm watching the show on Peacock, Stoney. Your boy can act.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Now, you're saying that and you haven't watched him.
That's right.
Say
I
a
saw
line.
A clip. Okay. Evan showed me a clip and it was awful. And it's not acting if you're playing yourself.
Right.
If you're playing yourself, it's not acting. He's Steph Curry. That's who he is.
His timing, Stoney. He's pretty damn good, man. Me and little Daryl enjoyed it, man.
And
now you're taking, he's playing himself.
I mean, here's a fact. I mean, this is as close to a fact as humanly possible. So Steph Curry's going to make $62.6 million. And he's going to probably have the worst year he's ever had in his career.
Now, you don't know that.
Oh, my God. Come on, Goo. He'll be 37, 38.
Give him the. I mean, why are you going there on a positive day?
Because I'm not. It had to be done, but it doesn't mean it comes without a cost.
Man,
wow!
That, all I'm thinking about is the Olympics. That performance he put on and saving us. Ooh, U.S. Boy. Get it us. Man, what a good day for Steph. Man,
what a great day for Steph Curry.
61.
I'll stop there.
Yeah.
You notice I'm not saying what a great day for Steph and the Warriors. It's a great day for Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. But you had to do it. And Steph,
he earned it. You didn't have to do it. You make it sound like you're going to get a cyst removed.
They did have to do it. It was a no-brainer. It was as close to a no-brainer as humanly possible.
Well, I guess I was looking at it from a competitive standpoint. He's all you have.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's still high octane right now. It's what's around him are the question marks.
According to Nathan Hyatt, he'll turn 40 that last year.
All right. Why are you laughing like that?
Because it's...
You looking at your fantasy grade from last night?
No.
You pissed me off.
Let me tell you something. That fantasy draft was excruciating.
Dude, we got too many teams. It's slim pickings. Man.
You know what? I will give you credit for paying. He paid, ladies and gentlemen. He paid before the draft. You know what that shows me? It's got nothing to do with you. It shows that protests work.
He
caught enough heat yesterday.
Please.
That he knew he was in the wrong.
That was not heat.
You knew. You knew you were in the wrong. Yeah. So.
Stay out of my
affairs. Take those signs.
That's what you do.
Let's hit the streets and get things changed. Here at okay.
You reap what you sow, brother.
You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding.
Uh-oh.
This draft was awful. And I'm not talking about my team.
Yeah.
You know I took a shower between picks?
Well, that's...
I took a shower between picks.
We got 14 teams, bud. It's a while.
You guys are so slow. Yeah. It is unbelievable.
Like you're looking at the clock.
And again, it's just what we got into yesterday. You guys, how much time do I have on the clock? 5 minutes. I'll use all five like a real GM.
Well, I'm sure
get
there were some auto drafts that take forever, Stani.
Man.
I played
and you
Willard
know what?
Week one.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. That son of a...
You better be careful.
Willard.
Yeah.
You know, he was drafting right before me.
I didn't know.
He would take up the whole time. Every single...
I'm licking at his fat head right now, right behind you. And it looks like he's listening to you.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go to... I tell you what. This has been a regular who's who of American cities. Ryan in St. Louis. Hey, Ryan. What's up, man?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing well.
Hey, man, big up to Steph Curry, you know, getting that money, or well-deserved.
For
this
sure.
This is what happens when you go through and win, you know, and you have championship rings. You make sure you take care of those individuals. And also, this is what happens when you have the most talented team, and you don't come back with the silver. You come back with the gold. So, 49ers, take note. So, this is what happens when you don't do what you're supposed to do. We have these issues when it comes to Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams. So it's very unfortunate, but at the same time, this is why we have to strike while the fire is hot.
Yeah.
We can't continue missing these opportunities with the head coach and all these plethora of players that we do have, and we just keep striking out. And with Brandon Ayuk, it's like he told us on the pivot. I went to John and I went to Kyle right after the Super Bowl when I was crying my tears, you know, all over there on camera telling you guys how I thought it could have been a help to us winning the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And not being a diva, but trying to tell you I could be of a help. And then Kyle and John says, well, we got to wait till late September, early, you know what I mean, late August, early September to get our deals done, like we did with George Kittle, like we did with Nick Bosa, like we did with Fred Warner. And that pride kind of snuck on in there. And then what happened? The market changed.
Yep.
If they would have just took care of that man right then and there when he presented himself to them, they could have gave him $2 or $3 million extra in March. And this whole situation would have been over and done with. But, what I mean, how do you guys feel about that? You know what I mean? Just take care of business when you could have, but now you want to stay on your principles so hard. And now you got to suffer the consequences with all this other stuff going on, causing a distraction. It's worse than the Trey Lance and the Jimmy Garoppolo now.
I mean, you said it.
Well, I mean, I love them for the calls, Donnie, but we got to – are Lynch and Shanny looking at the loss of Brandon Ayuk to their football team if it gets to that point as a consequence? I think the fact that Brandon – and I know he was yearning to – be more featured in the Super Bowl and get more targets probably on the season. But, Steiny, what I'm getting from this whole situation is the Niners are telling Brandon Ayuk, we like you, we don't love you, and we're not budging. We're not going past this number. So I don't know if people think they're getting into their Helen Keller or Ray Charles, but Ricky Pearsall, name being called draft night, was an indication they were ready to move on.
And maybe when they drafted Ricky Pearsall,
that was all his leverage.
It was a clear signal that we're not budging on Ayuk. Maybe they knew this months and months ago, and they didn't think it would get to this point, but it has. And since it has, they've now got to continue to go full throttle. I continue to believe that I don't think he's getting an extension. I just don't. I don't. Not for the Niners.
And how many people are in that line that think he is?
And I got a reason to believe that. And I'm going to play this sound on the other side. But John Lynch, I mean, he let the cat out of the bag a few months ago that the 49ers might take this position.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.